I'm now to cross the ditch.
He's our man with all the New Zealand racing news. Mick Gearan joins RSN's Racing Pulse.
I think we'll be talking a fair bit about Ballarat Saturday night. How are you, Mick?
Mate, I'm well, Matty. Look, I'm actually disappointed. I can't come to Ballarat on Saturday night for the first round of heats of the Dominions because I have to MC my niece's wedding. And as you know, when you MC family weddings, you have to do it for free, Matt, so it's doubly heartbreaking. But the good news is I'll be going to Shepparton for the first time in my life next Tuesday. I've never been to Shep. I reckon I've been to 15 tracks in Victoria. Never been to Shep. We're going to tick that one off the list next Tuesday for the second round of the Inters, God willing.
Of all the disreputable rascals to MC a goodwill function like a wedding, M. Gearan.
Mate, let's be honest. It's not a good way to start your married life. It's
with the devil. With the devil on the mic.
No, I'm going to try and stay away from monogamy, but never mind. We'll continue on, Matt.
All right, well, you can cleanse your sins at Shepparton next week. Tell us about the New Zealand contingent that's going to kick off at Ballarat.
Well, there's one of them.
Right.
So it's a little bit like when Sir Edmund Hillary climbed Mount Everest. Once it was achieved, there was only one Kiwi there, and that was that. His name's Bolt for Brilliance. Now, he's favourite for the trotting series. So, for those who don't know, three rounds of three heats for pacers and trotters. So, six rounds per night. Saturday, Ballarat. Tuesday, Shepparton. The following Saturday, Geelong. We rolled on to Melton for the two finals, December 10. That's the housework out of the way. Interesting series, Matt, because the Inter Dominions is now, a lot of people will be surprised to hear this, only the sixth equal richest pacing race in Australasia over the next year.
Mm.
Used to be the richest, or equal richest, or second. It's now sixth. And because of that, some of the horses haven't turned up. Now, that's okay. That's their right. Some horses don't turn up to all types of races for different reasons. But because of that, the pacing series probably lacks the three best pacers in Australasia, maybe four of the best five. So it's very even. It'll come down to barrier draws. There's no definitive favourite there, so let's park that. The Trotters series is really interesting because there's three great trotters in New Zealand. I don't say that biasly and I don't say it very often. There's three greats. We're in a golden era. Sunday Sun is one. Muscle Mountain is the other. The other one's Bolt for Brilliance. He's come to the series. He's the only New Zealander in the series. And he's better than the Australian horses. But he's coming off a lung infection and he needed treatment. And Tony Hurley, he produced one of the quotes pre-series. He said, I was trying to find reasons not to take him. I didn't want to take him because he had been sick. He said, I just couldn't find a reason not to take him. Not in his work, not in his blood, not in his scope. So he's there. But Tony also said something else, and he's won four Inter-Dominion finals. He said, we're not going there expecting to go through the series unbeaten. Now, that's the crucial information for punters betting into the second trotting heat because he's drawn outside a horse like Majestioso. Andy Gatt has publicly said we'll be holding the lead and Bolt for Brilliance doesn't have the speed to get him. All things being equal. We're talking all things being as they usually run, Matthew. Well, then he's sitting parked outside Majestioso. And here's what you need to know about Inter Dominions. They may be called heats, but it's an oxymoronic term because there's no heat in them. Most of the time, they just usually jog around and run up the straight because everybody's trying not to get a headache for next Tuesday or the following Saturday. So Bolt for Brilliance is a better horse than Majestioso. But he might sit parked at the bottom, they run up the straight, and he might beat him. But Majestioso is very quick, he might beat him too. And the horse with the inside always has an enormous advantage because it's covering less ground. Now, every Inter Dominion mat, people go, and start panicking because some horse got beat who should have won. But it's no different to early season gallops races over 1,400 metres. The good stayers of the weight for age horses settle back, they charge home, they run third or fourth, and people say that person didn't put it in the race. But being naive and expecting every horse in the Inter Dominions to have its ears driven off its head is just stupid. Punters need to look at intent, they need to look at barrier draws, and they need to look at what everybody's trying to achieve out of that heat. Yes, they all want to win, but they can't all win, so they're trying to get as many points as they can without giving their horse a headache. And, Matt, that is me being honest about what's going to unfold in Victoria for the next 2 weeks.
Well, and I think harness followers who are accustomed to Inter Dominions are well aware of that. There might be a few on the fringe who might be a little bit confused. Just on the fixed odds for that race, it sounds like on raw talent, Bolt for Brilliance has got a fair bit on Majestuoso. But in the context of what you said with Tony Hurley here, with the concerns, the fixed odds has Majestuoso at $2.15 and Bolt for Brilliance at $1.85. Is that kind of a fair reflection, given we don't expect Bolt for Brilliance to be at his best?
I'm not trying to pick him being his best, Matt. I just think he sits outside the leader, and Majestuoso is very fast. So I actually think Majestuoso might start favourite, because every person's going to tip it. Every single person you hear tipping in the next 2 days is going to tip Majestuoso. The algorithms will ping for the other horse, but Kate and Andy also have very strong algo strike rates in Victoria, so therefore Majestuoso might be left behind those either. I'm not betting in the race because I hate betting against the best horse in the race if it's going to be close enough to the lead, and it's going to be close enough to the lead to win. I'm just not sure Hurley he's going to pull the whip at the 800 and steer down Majestuoso. So if I was going to have a bet, someone said, bet your house one of these is going to win, it'd be Majestuoso. But I think it's a really first tricky night of the Inter-Dominion. Matt, I think a lot of the good paces are drawn the second line, and they're not going to come whizzing around the field and bats up at 600 and try and go to war. So my advice to punters is try and work out what you think is going to happen, but try and be realistic about it. Let's not forget, horses like Lazarus and Blacks of Fake were beaten in Inter-Dominion heats, just like horses like Saintly got beaten in the Hill Stakes leading up to races like the Melbourne Cup and races like the Cox Plate. So I do want a bit of realism there, because you may think people know, but you'd be surprised how many people blow up afterwards, because they have their 20 on Ultra Brilliance, and if it gets beat, they start calling Hulahi a cheat, or replace that with any other name you want. That's just the nature of the beast, as it is with the early season gallops, right?
Must be an interesting thing to steward, to officiate the heats.
Well, I think stewards need to be smart enough to realise that very few horses go unbeaten, and there's not many caviars in the world. So as long as someone is, as long as they're not sitting back in the field and not giving the horse a chance, and that won't happen. People move in Dominion heats. They just don't move and attack. And there's not a lot of early tempo, because if you think you're going to be following a horse who's in a good space, you hand up. And you hand up to it because you can run second or third and get dragged into the final, which is worth a truckload more than the heats. Now, it doesn't always work that way. There were a couple of tasty heats last year out of New South Wales. There's often someone who says, this is my grand final, I'm having a shot at the stumps. But stewards tend to be smart enough to realise what's going on here. In saying that, most famously in 2008 or 2009 it was, Mark Purden got done for not moving on Auckland Reactor in the heat, getting beaten, and was put out for the final. And a lot of that comes down to who you are. That's why it's really important for people like Andy Gass, who's come out in the media and said, we intend to lead, or Hurley. When they come out in the media and say these things on Trot's Vision and REC and other radio stations and on Sky, it's really important people pay attention, because I think the stewards are smart enough to see that. I'm not talking about the dreaded change of tactics. The dreaded change of tactics is horrendous for harness racing. But it's important you listen to what people are saying, and it's important these horse people, if they believe this, Matt, tell the truth about it, because that way you're giving the punters a fair crack. And I think on the whole, the harness people are really, really forward about this, and they have more opportunity to do that than the gallops people, because in the gallops, the person training the horse and the people riding the horse are two different people. And harness racing does the same person, so there tends to be one plan rather than two.
Absolutely. Anything else while I've got you?
Matt, that's going to swallow my weekend. Matt and M seeing a wedding. If you have any funny wedding jokes for people from the South Island of New Zealand, please send them to me.
Just don't know which ones will go down acceptably well. I'm going to leave you to your own devices and see what happens.
Well, as you know, Matt, that depends exactly on how much the MC's had to drink. But most importantly, the MC is already thinking about Ballarat, but more importantly, Shepparton, Geelong. Can't wait to get back to Geelong, one of my favourite places in Victoria. And Matty, the final, into the Minions, may not feel that sexy right now, Matty, but there's always, and you know this better than anybody, there's always something comes up during an Into the Minion. Let's all find out together what that's going to be.
Absolutely. Look forward to catching up with you when you cross over as well. Good on you, Mick, and good luck with the wedding.
Thanks, brother.